From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea fires another missile. North Korea launched another ballistic missile Friday, the second such launch in just a few weeks. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said in a statement, "I can confirm that we detected a launch of ballistic missiles from North Korea. We are assessing and still will have more information soon." Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said, "I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council." North Korea generally waits hours, sometimes a day or more, before announcing launches, often with a raft of photos in the ruling party newspaper or on the television news. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office. VOA correspondent Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad and talks about a likely successor.
Well, hours after today's verdict, the ex-prime minister now chaired a meeting of his close aides and party leaders, and obviously consultations are on, but it is very difficult to speculate on who is going to be his successor for the next 8 months, because this government has to complete its 5 years, and that is due in June next year.
The ruling noted that Sharif is not honest, therefore he's disqualified to be a member of parliament. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Russian Foreign Ministry said today it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to the new sanctions. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Effectively, Russia is bringing the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the consulates general in what they call exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. So Russia said the reduction of force would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455. U.S. lawmakers approved a bill Thursday imposing new sanctions on not only Russia, but also on Iran and North Korea. Heavy fighting broke out on Thursday as U.S.-backed Syrian fighters captured almost half of the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa. But the push into the city in northern Syria slowed due to stiff resistance and large amounts of explosives planted by the extremists. The assault on Raqqa by the Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led fighting coalition, began on June the 6th, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and U.S. troops advising the local forces. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside of a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site. UN officials have condemned Vietnam's ongoing crackdown against human rights defenders and are calling for the immediate release of those jailed for exercising their rights to freedom of expression. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the Rights Office in Geneva.
The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has voiced its dismay at Vietnam's intensifying campaign against those who question or criticize government policy. Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell says,
"Human rights defenders should never be treated as criminals who are a threat to national security."
Throssell tells VOA the High Commissioner and international human rights groups all denounce Article 88 of Vietnam's penal code under which the human rights defenders were judged. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Liz Throssell also commented on the situation in Venezuela. Despite a new government ban on national protests, leaders of Venezuela's political opposition are urging people to take to the streets in mass demonstrations. Liz Throssell from the UN.
"We're deeply concerned at the risk of further violence in Venezuela, where elections for the Constituent Assembly convened by President Nicolas Maduro are due to be held on Sunday. The wishes of the Venezuelan people to participate or not in this election need to be respected."
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.